Well, hello once again, everybody. You are listening to the Potter Pensive Podcast, and we're going to watch Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. It's the last one, you guys.
Crazy.
We've gone through seven freaking movies.
Whoa.
It's awesome.
Insanity.
I feel like we are lacking happiness here. Like, we should be celebrating. We made it all the way to the last one.
Do you want me to put in some sound clips?
Yeah.
All right, celebration. Insert insert celebration sound clip.
That's me clapping. I'm kind of bad at clapping.
Yeah.
Kind of bad at clapping, really?
Oh, man.
Is that better?
That's better.
Well, this is the last one. Like, the very last one.
It's hard to...
It's
bittersweet.
I mean, when did we... It is bittersweet, yeah. And I remember when we started doing these, like... You know, back, I think it was a couple years ago, because I remember I was going to UBC in Kelowna when we started doing the film ones. So, we've been at it for quite a while, like, in between, like, all of the other regular episodes, right? So...
Yeah, it's been a while we've been doing this.
It's been a while, yeah. So, yeah, that's... And then, Sarah, you were saying before recording that you actually read through the last couple chapters.
Yes. I felt like I had to be
prepare yourself for this day.
Yes. Now I'm going to be that girl at the end that's like, wait a minute, that's not what happened.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You're going to be like, wait, that's not right. No, I probably will too, actually. I always do that. Sorry, guys.
I do, like, the first time I watch... any of these movies, and actually it didn't happen with the first couple, but somebody gave me this advice. I can't remember who, but great advice. You go the first time and you have a lot of the comparisons, right? Like the book comparisons, and usually you walk out disappointed. But by the time you go for the second time, third, fourth, whatever, after that, it's just appreciating the movie for what it is. So you know what I mean? I've kind of always done that. I've used the first time to pick it apart, and then after that it's like, okay.
And then... Yeah, okay, yeah. I kind of do that too, but like for the sake of this recording, I'm probably going to pick it apart. But
that's all right.
So hopefully you guys are okay with that. If not, just yell at me and I'll shut up. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to give everybody the lowdown on what we're going to do here. So everybody take out your DVDs or whatever files you're using with the film on it. And just to let you know, all of our versions, the podcastees, or podcasters, I should say, we all have 2 hours and 10-minute versions.
Yeah.
So make sure your version is that so that it's perfectly in sync with what we're watching. And then stick it into your player, you know, whether it be your DVD player or your computer. And we want you to start the film, but we want you to pause it right at the beginning, right at the zero point. Okay, so the screen should be black, and then we're going to do a countdown all together, and we're going to play at the same time, and you will go through the movie with us, and we will discuss and joke about things and tear things apart. And it'll be a fun time.
Bring popcorn and stuff like that.
Oh, yes. And we're going to, we always allot you, you know, a significant amount of time here to go in and grab some popcorn or chips or
Harry Potter blankets.
You know, a soda. Yeah. And yes, of course. Yeah. This is the last time I get to say that. Your Harry Potter blanket.
I wish
I
had one. My sister has one.
I have
one.
A towel.
It's just Daniel Radcliffe's face.
I have a beach towel. Does that count?
Really? That's so
well,
cool.
it could count. Mine's like a huge...
Okay. Well, it's not here, though, so...
Mine's a huge
I'm kind of
king
SOL.
Size
What's wrong
one.
With you? Don't you wear it as a cape every day?
Oh, yes, to school.
You
to
should,
class.
You should.
I dance around in my... That's right. Oh, gosh. So, anyways, go and get those things now. Okay, and we're back. Now that you have everything, sit your butt down on that couch and watch this incredible movie with us. Okay? Are you guys ready to go?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go, and for all the listeners, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go 3, 2, 1, and then play. So play after one, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, play. I'm hearing.
I know.
I'm hearing like DVD players starting up.
DVD players everywhere.
Oh wait, mine did the stupid thing that it always does, of jumping to the 1:06 mark.
Why does it do that?
Okay, well, do you want to wait for us then? Because ours is playing. So
okay, it's go. Wait. Okay, I'm back.
Just
to
leave it.
I'm back to the beginning now.
Okay, we're at 28 seconds.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so the Warner Brothers sign has just popped up. By the way, I'm just going to quickly make a note. That was really great, that how they tied both these movies in with that little flashback scene.
Yes,
I thought it was perfect.
I think so, too. Yeah. They do that a lot with the series, I think, you know? What was the other one?
Yeah, starting from...
Six.
Starting from movie four.
Oh, was it four? I was thinking of movie six, where they show Harry and Dumbledore after they find the ministry, yeah. After the
tell
in the
me
ministry.
When you guys are at 1:06.
Okay, 1 minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now.
Great, thanks.
No probs.
I don't know why it does that. I'll have to get somebody who knows how movies work to look at it.
Everybody watching with us should be on or around 1:20 right now.
Yep.
All right. So let's jump right into this. Let's talk about this dark, dark opening. Holy crap. And what are they showing here with Snape looking all like broken and stuff? Nobody?
I don't know. Yeah, no.
I don't know.
Why didn't you tell us?
I don't... Well, I mean, like, I guess they're just showing that Snape is...
in control of the school, and...
And feeling terrible about things, I guess. You know, feeling torn apart.
And Hogwarts is now a small army for Voldemort or something like that. Everybody's
The way everybody's marching is a little odd, but, you know.
And yeah, there's no collar anymore.
Yeah.
God, this is
so,
beautiful.
Sarah, this is where you're going to get married.
I know.
I move here.
It's awesome. Right there, I'm going to pretend that Shell Cottage right there.
Yeah,
grocery shopping must be hard, though.
Yeah, no.
Well, they just have to operate to the store. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Voila. It's magic.
So, I remember listening to another podcast. I think it was at LeakyCon or whatever, and I was listening to the live show they did at LeakyCon where Ivana Lynch was guest speaking, and she said she was so happy that she got the first line in this movie.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. Wow, we're just jumping right into plot.
I know that. Yeah, there's no like easing into it.
No time to waste. Mm-mm.
They went very quick with the transition to this movie, I find, but I feel it was appropriate because like we're right in the middle of stuff. So
it's Flitwick.
I haven't. I just realized I haven't seen this movie since the summer of 2011.
Wow. Well, welcome back.
You know what though? It's been a while since I've seen this one too. I don't know if it's been that long, but it's been a while.
I saw it before going to Orlando because we saw all the movies last year as a preparation for the trip.
Oh, yeah. This is not Vernon Troyer. This is...
What's his name?
Warwick Davis.
Thank you.
Warwick Davis.
Yeah, Warwick Davis. Splitwick.
Ooh, look at those nails.
I know. And, like, so I can't get over this, but, like, there's, like, this big, like, film of spit in his teeth. And I remember seeing it in theaters a couple times, and I was like, oh, God, they couldn't have, like, edited that out or something? Just watch his teeth? Oh, there it is. But he's a creepy-ass freaking goblin. Holy
crap. He is.
Like, imagine, he's like, you know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of, you know that horror movie Leprechaun?
Oh, yeah.
With Jennifer Aniston? Yeah. Like, imagine seeing that in the middle of the night. Holy
crap. But doesn't it quite appropriately portray the, like, the way that we felt about him when we were going over those chapters, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree with that. He looks evil, like, he looks like he's got
a little,
know, very narcissistic
exactly.
purposes, I guess.
Kind of. For
but it's I find it funny because like when you think about it in this movie he looks a lot different than the other goblins. Like there are some goblins like in Gringotts that we'll see here in a sec that look like cute little guys, like you just want to play around with them, and this guy is like, don't touch me.
Yeah.
Harry's all like, I'm on a mission.
Harry's bank robber phase.
Exactly.
It's almost as if, you know, Griphook knew that there was a Horcrux in Gringotts. just the way he, all.
Well, I want to know what all those weird things he alluded to was, saying that there are more than one strange things in Gringotts. Like, what are they?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I agree.
I want to work for Wizarding Banks.
That would be such a fun job. I would want to work anywhere in this world.
Yeah.
If that's true. You can put me in the three.
So here's another dark part where... Can you guys actually see the people in this scene?
I can barely see. I can barely see the three.
People.
I thought it was just dark, but then I shifted my head, and yeah.
There's, like, silhouettes, I guess, but whatever. Wow, that was really dramatic. He's weak. 10-second pause, and then they go.
Somebody should have said, good.
And then good, let's go. Move. Get out of my way. So great to see.
That Mr. Ollivander looks like he's her grandma in this scene.
That's funny. I am really happy we get to see Ollivander again. And he's talking, and he's like...
He's talking like he smoked a pack of cigarettes.
That's true, but he's still talking. He's like all frail and his hair's all limp. And I remember he, like, in the first one, he's like, looks like some kind of mad scientist. Well, he sort of does look like a mad scientist in this one.
Yeah.
He reminds me of the guy from Back to the Future.
Doctor
Scientist. Yeah.
See, I think that I really like Draco Malfoy's wand. I think it looks really cool. It's just plain.
It does.
It's classy, like, yeah. It.
Like, Bellatrix's is all bent and weird. Just, I don't need that. Just
yeah, hers is very bent.
It's like, I gotta say, the one that I like the least, it's Harry's, actually.
I like Harry's.
It's just like, I don't know, it's just like a branch or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe because I have it on a necklace that I've been wearing every day for the past 6 years, but I'm kind of used to it.
Might have something to do with it.
That might have something to do.
But in terms of,
I just want to say that,
design,
going back to Bellatrix's wand,
it's the one,
like,
that
it's kind of like a knotted, twisted...
It's the one that I think it's more common.
Have you guys ever seen my wand?
No, never.
I'll have to post a picture of it to the Facebook group.
You should.
Do it, yeah, that'd be great.
I'm just holding it now.
But I think
magic.
That the wands really reflect the character, right? Mm-hmm. So, like a bent, twisted, you know, knotted wand is just like... the way Bellatrix is. She's, you know, twisted and kind of unappealing.
I think Hermione's is really cool.
Okay, so now we start. Why does he know about the Deathly Hallows there? He shouldn't, should he?
Who are you talking about?
Ollivander. And no.
Ollivander. It doesn't really add anything, though, does it? Or is just recap from
it's
the
recap,
last
yeah,
movie?
It's meant to recap us. To, you know, with the story and everything. Mm-hmm. So, plus, you know, it makes him look knowledgeable. He's a wise wizard. He's very similar to Dumbledore in some ways, you know. Yeah, you know what? When I think of the series, I think, you know, Dumbledore is the wise wizard, right? The old wise guy. Mm-hmm. But, like, there's Ollivander, too.
Yeah. He's wise.
I really like Ollivander. I know he creeps, like, everyone out, but I just want to hang out with
no,
him.
No, I think he's really endearing, yeah. You know? He's a cool old guy.
I think it's because he's just so attracted to powerful magic, no matter, like, what whether it's good or bad.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's true.
Kind of sounds a little bit like young Dumbledore there with the Deathly Hallows. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is such a creepy part.
He's after you. Like that's news.
Like that's news.
Surprise, surprise.
That should have been a line. That should have been a line in the movie.
He's
yeah,
after
right.
You, Potter.
Well, no crap.
Where have you been for the past 7 years, then?
That's right. I remember when this movie came out and people were like, how did she get the hair? But there was that one like split second scene in the last film where the hair kind of landed on her when she was lying on the ground there, right? So
it's really smart. Hey, they kind of make it look like it was just a scene of her looking at her, you know, her arm.
Her
so
arm,
it was really well done.
Yeah, it was.
Something that I think is really impressive here is, you know, what's her name? Helena Bonham Carter acting. Because she is wearing the same outfits. It's hers, the same makeup and stuff. But she looks, she just looks like Hermione. Mm-hmm. You know, it's awesome.
I know they spent a lot of time working together trying to imitate each other's walks and mannerisms.
No, it's perfect.
That's awesome. That'd be such a fun job to like try and imitate each other.
It would be pretty cool.
Like, look at her facial expression. It's just, it's Hermione, you know?
Yeah.
So well done.
She really does, yeah. Helena Bonham Carter obviously shows great acting skill there.
Like this line here. Ready? This line. I was being stupid. Yeah. Like, just look at her. Like, it's so good.
It looks dead on Hermione right there.
It really does. And, like, the way they put the voice in with her is flawless, you know? Like, there's no... You can't even tell.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So good. I am a little disappointed with Ron, though, because I feel like it's pretty obvious that it's Ron underneath that.
I kind of think he looks like Rob Stark from Game of Thrones.
Oh, he does, sort of. Yeah.
Just look at
everybody's so suspicious.
She's kind of wobbling on her heels there.
Yeah.
That's funny. So what did you guys think of this whole, like, weird blurry effect with the invisibility cloak?
I think it's awesome.
It's new.
Yeah.
Do you? I was a little put off by it at first.
Yeah, I agree. Kind of just uncomfortable to see.
Yeah, but like Sarah said before, I grew accustomed to it, I guess.
Yeah, and that's I think that's what happens. You see it the first time, and it's
a little
shocking.
I think it's smart. Maybe like the effect may be unpleasant for some people, but I think it's a smart idea.
Now that echoing effect is a little odd. Like when they were under the cloak and like you could hear her talking and it was almost an echo. That one probably throws me more than the whole blur thing does.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. You're right.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah, me neither. You guys are seeing stuff that you know
look
is
a Nazi.
Way beyond.
Look a Nazi.
Like, you know that they base their uniforms on that. It's very clear.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they got, like, those bands around their arms and stuff. Yeah, totally. So I remember this part coming up here, lots of people were really pissed off with, like, the Imperius curse he puts on him. And it, like, you can see it, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say that. Because, you know, nobody noticed that, you know, big,
that this
bright
weird
light
kind of happened. Yeah, exactly. See, look, oh my gosh.
Yeah, but they kind of have to show that something happened.
Yeah, that's true. So, such a good Hermione impersonation.
Oh, yeah.
I just have to say that one.
I'm so excited.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Lord. Here is...
They're making this into...
Here's Adam's part and Tio's part.
I love it.
Oh
yes. Coming up
here. That ride. I'm going to be on that ride very soon.
I hope I will, too. Hopefully.
It's going to take a long time for me now.
Oh, yeah.
Back there.
Yeah, you went there... couple times too early, Chew.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so good. And this is what we should have. I feel like this is what we should have seen in the first movie too. You know.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Only with Harry and Hagrid would have been cool. They just drop. Oh, here's our scene.
Yep. Okay, here's your scene.
Oh, there it is. I won't elaborate.
No need.
It's really cool, though, like, the way they film this and, like, how we actually get to see the security on this ride. Like, it's not just a fun ride that you get to go on. Like, there, you know, this is what happens when you're an imposter and when the ride kind of fails and drops you out, you know? It's kind of cool.
And you'll remember they look for people about once every 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maintain that goblin.
Yeah, right?
Is that Smaug the Terrible?
It's Smaug. Smaug the Great.
It's Smaug.
Quick, put on your rings, guys. You need to hide.
Adam, I can't believe you're advocating for the usage of the One Ring of Power.
Alright. Hey, what can I say?
Aw, the poor abused dragon.
No.
This is a good dragon, though, you know? Although I do think Smaug is probably the best dragon adaptation I've ever seen in a movie, this is a really close...
It's a really good dragon.
It is.
Because he looks kind of withered.
And
like,
he's crying.
You can see all of his bones.
Yeah. He's obviously abused, you know?
It's not like,
I like how Ron's so intrigued by the
dragon, you know, all powerful and colorful and stuff like that. It does seem like it's just a wounded animal. So it's really awesome.
Yeah. Also, I wanted to mention the throwback to the first movie or the second, I think, when Hermione says, "That's barbaric."
Yes.
Yeah.
When did she say that? That was the first movie, wasn't it?
I think
for
so,
the wizard's chest.
The
chess That's
board.
Wizard's yeah. chest.
Yes. Oh, yes, Wizard That's Chess. You're right, you're right.
Right.
I like how they still continue to try Accio Horcrux, just in case, every time. Gotta make sure.
You never know.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, it's really funny, because when you watch this film and then you go back to the first one, it looks like the way they're filmed, it looks like they're from... Because of the 10-year gap, it looks like they're filmed from two entirely different series, you know? Just a little technical side note on my part.
But I think it's good that it portrays the aging.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Really good graphics here.
Yes, I agree.
It's like they're in a bunch of metal popcorn. It's awesome.
I was kind of wondering how they were going to do this, and I was not disappointed here.
Yeah, it looks... Look at this! It's so cool!
This is probably my favorite part.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just love the image of all the gold and silver multiplying and just kind of burying them. And the whole stop moving thing, it reminds me of the Devil's Snare.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
That is true.
Wait, didn't Hermione say stop moving in the first one?
Just relax.
Yes, just relax.
Yes. Oh, what a little...
Uh-huh.
Word I will not say on this podcast.
Never ever trust a goblin.
Yeah, that's right.
Or that goblin, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, that goblin.
It's gonna be a fun ride. Although I don't like roller coasters all that much, I'm curious to see what they're gonna do and, you know, what story they're gonna come up with for the ride.
They're gonna have
sure
the dragon.
They've gotta
have
I bet
the they're
dragon.
Gonna have an effect with, like, the dragon fire, you know, you'll almost, you know, miss, you'll just miss the dragon fire.
Feel
or something
the heat
like that.
On your
That's
toes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, let Hermione have her moment here.
See, I didn't mind this. This is okay.
Of course you didn't mind that.
Why? What?
Because you love Hermione.
Okay.
Yeah, it's... She already does, you know, plenty for the group. It's not... You don't have to make her do everything.
I think she should do everything. I want a Hermione movie.
The Hermione spinoff.
Yeah.
Hermione Granger, the movie.
Hermione Granger once... and the My Friends Are Idiots.
Yeah, I once thought, like, I remember thinking to myself, like, what would it be like if J.K. Rowling rewrote the whole series twice, like, one from Hermione's perspective and one from Ron's perspective?
That'd be pretty cool. I'd read them.
That would be That'd neat. Be a lot
yeah,
of
I
work.
Yeah, I would, too. That'd be a lot of work, yeah. Another 20 or so years.
A lot more money coming in.
Oh, you bet.
I was just gonna say, that's a really nice chandelier.
It was a nice chandelier. Yeah, that doesn't look like a comfortable place to sit for a while.
No, it does not.
Just relax.
I'm so happy for this dragon.
I know. I agree.
He's free.
Woo. Poor thing.
Hermione had to, you know, give him a little incentive there, right?
Yeah.
She had to abuse him just a little bit so he would go.
Oh, it's all bony. Did you see its legs? That was pretty crazy.
Yep. Yeah, no, they did an excellent job at designing the dragon to make it look like it was had been down there for, you know, however many years.
Yeah.
So, probably hundreds of years, probably.
I don't know how long dragons live.
I know, I was just going to ask.
Yeah. Huh.
12.
That's it?
It's just been down there for a few years. So, if you guys watch this, you'll notice that Harry resurfaces about 4 or 5 times.
Well, he's probably, like, you know, going back up and down, up and down.
Up and down, up and down.
Yeah, just having fun.
Yeah. I like the little flash there they had of Dumbledore, like, almost trying on the ring, and then it did that to his
hand. Yeah.
Very happy they showed that. Because they didn't show that in the 6th one at all. So we've got Voldemort killing everybody.
And that was a smart way to make the trio go to, you know, to Hogwarts. Even in the books, right, it's the same. Like, he knows that Voldemort gets afraid and just knows, and it shows pretty much where the Horcrux is. So.
Yeah.
And also the little Ravenclaw, that was a clue.
Yeah, that's cool.
They just look cold to me right now. They look very cold.
I know. I always get cold when I watch this.
They were cold. They when they filmed this movie, they were cold. Okay. And I think they were verging on hypothermia when they filmed this. That's what I remember reading. Mm. And I remember they were given, like, those, like, I don't know, it was like tin foil or whatever.
Oh, the emergency blankets?
Yeah, the emergency blankets, yeah. And once
that
again,
must have helped in the acting, right? In the urgency, because they just wanted to get it over with.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like in Friends when Joey starts acting and he really has to pee.
Oh, yeah.
He just gets off.
Hey, look, Harry's t-shirt comes in long sleeve.
Yeah, right? God, I just feel like they're always freaking nude in this movie. And
not nude.
Well, not nude, but like showing so much skin. I sound like an old person.
Yeah, you do.
What do you guys think about? I think they did this scene really good.
Yeah.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Do you guys see Lucius's facial hair? It's like he's just let himself go.
He's starting to look a bit like Dumbledore. I like how they chose to make the sword kind of vanish. You know? They didn't do that in the book.
And see, it is Grip Hook there.
I always wondered how that would happen.
Grip Hook is there.
Grip Hook is the goblin there. I think that he was asking all the questions about who took what.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a movie. Oh, it does sound like a cat.
It does, yeah.
Caterwauling.
Potter, where are you?
Is it so snowy? Isn't it supposed to be May?
It is supposed to be May. Why is it snowy? That's a good question.
I know we're in Scotland, but come on.
Wow, I didn't even think about that.
Snow.
Well, and then they get to Hogwarts and there's no snow whatsoever.
Yeah, what is with that? Funny. That's weird.
The mentors That's make hilarious. It snow?
Could Maybe. Be. It gets cold. No.
Well, I mean, we did see that scene in the third one where they made everything ice.
You're right.
So. Potter, get in here. I've got food and candy.
Dumbledore. Oh my god, he's alive.
I think this actress who plays Ariana in this portrait actually looks like Dumbledore. Like, it could be Dumbledore's sibling. Yeah.
It's a Harry scope.
Yeah. Buy them for a limited price at limited edition Harry scopes.
We should sell those.
That would be fun. I don't think that he looks... I mean, he looks like Dumbledore, but I remember seeing some interviews and stuff where the cast was like, oh my gosh, he looks exactly like Michael Gambon, and I don't think he looks that much like Michael Gambon, you know?
Well, maybe in person.
Maybe in person, yeah, maybe.
I do like that he looks... You know, which... The power of makeup, I guess. But I like that he looks a little rougher than Dumbledore.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree with that. So I guess this is their last meal before the battle begins.
Yeah.
When did they eat last time? Oh, I guess at Shell Cottage, yeah.
Yep.
What home?
Yeah, right. No, he did not.
He did in the books, though.
That he did. I don't really like Aberforth.
I was just about to say I love Aberforth.
Oh,
he just has a different outlook, that's all, and for good reason. Mm-hmm.
I guess so, yeah, that makes sense.
He's very practical.
Close up, yeah, he is very practical, and he's very, he's like kind of the opposite of Dumbledore in that he's very, forefront about things. Like, there's no...
Yeah.
Remember how we were saying that Dumbledore speaks in riddles and he's ambiguous and, what the hell are you talking about? You know, Aberforth just gives it to you straight. Like, this is what's happening. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, that's
just kind of nice. And yeah, up close, he actually does look like Michael Gambon.
I definitely think so.
Yeah, like the nose and... The nose is all makeup.
Really?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But I think they have very similar eye shapes. All that area.
Ooh, touchy subject.
Yeah. Yeah, Hermione, quit nosing around. Jeez. That ain't your business.
That's your sister, right? Was brutally murdered by you and your brother. Can you talk more a little bit about that? Right.
Can you tell us? Can you give us the story? Yeah. They didn't really get too much into the whole Ariana thing in this movie. Actually, I don't think they did at all, really. They sort of did.
No, it's more, you know, Harry trying to decide whether he trusted or Dumbledore or not. So he comes to the conclusion that, you know, he trusted the man that he knew, and that's good enough. Well, I guess that, you know, movie-wise, that's enough.
Guys, you know what's happening?
Yes.
Who is it?
Neville!
Hooray!
Neville!
Mr. Longbottom.
He calls Aberforth Ab.
Hey, Ab. They're such good friends.
They're good friends.
Neville. From now on, my audio is just going to be me whispering, Neville.
Yeah, it'll be Ron and Hermione in the Chamber of Secrets making out, and we'll hear,
Neville!
That's great.
That it has. It has changed, Neville.
Good man, Neville. I love you.
And I just want to say this is the first time we hear the Harry Potter theme.
Yeah.
Yay.
Like, in full for the first time. Like, the actual, original version. Ready? There it is. It's like,
yeah, nice.
You know, Harry has returned to Hogwarts and all of his friends are there. Oh, it's so awesome. I love it.
It's awesome.
Every time I go through the park and I hear that song, like, you just totally feel like you are in Harry Potter.
It's Harry awesome. Potter, yeah.
This is so cool. Lightning is struck, that means Harry's back. It's like the lightning struck tower and they're in contact with the order. It's so cool.
Lightning is struck.
I like how. That I love this dialogue.
I love Seamus.
And of course, there's Luke.
Harry, you are literally the worst at scavenger hunts.
Yeah, really.
And only Luna would have the idea, you know?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, here we go.
That was me.
What's a bloody diamond? Oh, I hate this. Oh.
Where'd she come from, though? They're behind the passageway.
And I like Ron's reaction.
It's like a Frankie first you. Look at his face. Shut up, Seamus. God.
Ooh.
Okay, this is an awesome scene. Every scene in this freaking movie is awesome.
Yeah.
So epic. Look at them. They're even, like, walking in sync.
It's so weird.
Like, right, left, right, left.
That's weird.
It is. It weird.
I think they were marching in 6-8 time.
Oh, yeah? There's no more music at Hogwarts, except for the sound of marching. So now, one of the best monologues Alan Rickman has ever given to Harry Potter. Just saying. if there has ever been a long, overly drawn out speech, it is this.
Is he going to teach us how to bottle fame and brew glory
bottle
again?
Bottle fame, brew glory, and even put a stopper in death. De Potter. Oh, I love it. Oh, look, there's Slughorn. So Alan Rickman is looking considerably older in this movie, I find.
Yeah.
God, it's like...
Do you see his eye makeup? I mean, I'm just saying. Do you see his eye makeup?
The guy liner?
I do, actually.
It looks like he has eyeshadow. Yeah. He has, like,
the eyeliner that he puts on, the eyeshadow.
Now, why is Severus Snape better at applying eye makeup than me?
Right, it looks like he's got, like, the smoky eye
that
going on.
That should be...
Yeah, he's got a good smoky eye, you're right.
Right?
Yeah.
It even looks a little winged.
Oh, my God. You know, Heather, that should be the question of the week for our final episode.
Okay,
why is Alan Rickman better at putting eyeshadow on Heather?
I expect answers.
This is pretty BA.
This is pretty BA. I agree.
Oh, he's
I love
so
how
good.
He shows
he's
up in
it.
His robes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the order has taken over.
Now what?
Do you guys think that they talked, you know, before they did this? And Harry was like, you know, I'm going to say this. And as I say this, you guys just... gold
yep.
inside, you know, and
they,
you know, the music is gonna grow, it's gonna be awesome.
Well, you know, it's
they,
a really great, it's a like a great, you know, emotional call to arms for the rest of the school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's pretty smart and pretty awesome in this duel between those, you know, McGonagall and Snape,
oh, yeah.
is that they made Snape actually seem like he was fighting, but, you know, you see, it's him that knocks... both Death Eaters down.
Mm-hmm.
He just uses McGonagall's spell to knock them both out, mm-hmm.
And then he leaves. Yeah,
yeah.
Look,
that was
McGonagall
epic.
Brought back light.
She brought back light and music.
Let there be light.
So
and
this
it's
is...
always when everybody's celebrating. Harry's just
you're
oh,
right.
Oh no, you're right. Yeah, you're right. And this is terrifying. This is like something from a horror movie.
Oh, I wish I hadn't left my Harry Potter jacket at home. Because I have the same one that he wears in, like, every movie.
Oh, cool.
You know, maybe Snape learned how to take his time with speaking from Voldemort, because Voldemort also, you know, takes a long time to say stuff.
Oh my God.
That's giving me the chills. That's a little
it's
crazy
true.
Down.
Oh, there you go. So
oh,
slow.
So...
And
but it's scary. No,
himself.
It's good. It's good. I love like when he talks, like the weird overlapping effect they've had with his voice.
No, it's
you know?
Cool. Yeah.
Because
it's
in
so
this,
creepy.
It's not just him echoing around the halls. I think it's in each of their individual heads.
It's in their heads.
That's
yeah,
why
yeah,
those
that's
girls are screaming.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, which
and
makes
some
this
are lagging. So
I know, and which makes this thing so such an awesome idea.
Mm-hmm.
I guess such an awesome effect.
Because it's like he's speaking to each of them individually, like, you will be rewarded, no one else.
Yeah, yeah.
And he speaks a little bit slower for those who cannot understand as quickly, so that's why we get the...
for the younger students?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, the power one must have to get inside everybody's minds like that? Like, that is insane.
And now only the girl... Like, firstly, the girls go and protect Harry, and then everybody else.
Oh, yeah, you're right, you're right.
I think that probably had a bit more to do with who was near him, but...
And then we've got Filch giving the comic relief.
Idiot. Hey, Madame Pomfrey!
Oh,
there
yep.
she is! Look
yeah.
at this.
Love Madame Pomfrey.
Hooray!
Yay!
You know what they left out? Okay, here it starts, guys. You know what they left out from the book? They left out the Amicus and Electa torture scene in Ravenclaw Tower.
Oh, yeah.
Which
because they never went to Ravenclaw Tower.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I know. But it would have been kind of satisfying to see.
Do you think the paintings can do anything except for, like, cheer people on?
Well, they can pass messages on. They're good with the message.
That's a good point, passing messages to different parts of the castle, and also,
Yeah.
I don't know, just, they're like, warning if there's a Death Eater behind someone.
Or maybe even to the outside
there's
world.
There's a Death Eater behind
they can
or even distracting them.
Yeah. They're good at hiding, you know, like the fat lady hid behind that hippo, that one movie.
Well, yeah.
They're good hide and seekers. Say he's going to the Ravenclaw common room.
Hey.
Go, Luna, go.
I love how she just stands out from everybody else because of her crazy hair.
Yeah.
And her
clothing, her pink pants.
Yeah, that's right.
Boom.
So this is what Holly was saying, kind of ticked her off because McGonagall's sound, you know.
It's a throwback for, you know.
Yeah,
Seamus
is so happy.
But like,
I know, I love that part. It's great. I can make it go boom.
It's
boom.
Well, it's like a series of blowing up stuff, right? And now we can finally put it to good use.
I feel like, you know, ever since Harry got to Hogwarts and until right now, when they are like preparing for battle, they are trying to give us this comic relief because what's coming after that is pretty heavy stuff. So
that's true. Yeah.
Maybe this was the time to do it.
This is so
but
cool.
I remember Holly saying that she didn't like this part, this line that McGonagall says, with like, "I've always wanted to use that spell."
Yeah.
Because she felt that it really detracted.
Well, think of it. She's a Transfiguration professor. So, like, this is Transfiguration. This is, like, the most Transfiguration she
this
has ever done. I'd be thrilled.
This is the ultimate in Transfiguration.
Yeah.
I love it.
And Molly's
like, this is, like, the height of her career right now, you know?
That's true.
Did you guys see Molly's face?
She's like, "Oh God, my kids are gonna die."
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Go, Flitwick, go. Go, Slughorn, go.
I love this part.
This
I think they did this part good.
I know. Go, Molly Weasley, go.
I do.
God,
too.
I'm getting chills right now just watching this. Holy crap!
It's so amazing.
They're like, and when does this happen? When does this protection ever happen over Hogwarts? You know?
This is like the ultimate they can do.
I know.
Yeah.
They've
ooh,
gone
they bounced
all
a Dementor away. See?
Yeah, that's right. Like a ping pong ball.
Yeah. Exactly that.
So is Hagrid's hut within this protection?
Oh, it better be.
I hope so.
I would think so. I would think it'd be all of the grounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
You tell him.
You show him.
Duh, Harry.
That's brilliant.
Duh. Why didn't you think of dead people?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, God.
Well, good luck, everyone.
Yep. There it is. There's the protection. No! Luna should, like, help. Because the Grey Lady trusts Luna.
Yeah, but this is a story she hates telling even one person, let alone two.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. There she is. Do you remember in the second movie when Harry's going through the diary and he's sitting at that table and there's that ghost woman there that he asked to leave?
Yeah.
Is that the Grey Lady?
I don't know.
It'd be kind of cool if it was.
I read that they offered this part to Kate Winslet, but that her manager or whatever wouldn't even like give her the option of doing it and turned it down before she could even like.
Oh my god, I'd be so pissed.
I know.
I could
supposedly he did it because totally he didn't see. Want her to be like every other actor in Britain and be part of the Harry Potter series.
What? No.
But I think she would have done
Kate
great
Winslet
at this.
Would have been so good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree.
I like Kate Winslet a lot.
I do too.
But like, I do agree though. Like, we never see Kate Winslet in any actual British thing. So. It's all always Americanized stuff, so
true,
I feel like
but
it would be...
Wouldn't it be weird to see such a familiar face on, you know, Britain?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, it would be so weird to see an American face, because she's really American now, like, you know, film industry-wise, right? So it would be so weird to see her as the Grey Lady.
I think I would just make a ton of Titanic jokes.
You probably would, too. That'd be great. It'd be
which
very
I love.
Appropriate.
Whoa, look at that army.
This is so cool.
Hey, guys.
It's like they're all congregated.
Guys, where does Voldemort keep his armies? Up his
up
sleeves.
Oh, my God.
So bad.
I don't see some big sleeves. Begin! Oh, okay.
Oh my god.
This was so cool. It's like, begin the war.
It was very cool. And...
some excellent...
It's really beautiful.
It's fireworks!
Yeah, it's like fireworks.
Yeah.
And nothing.
Fireworks!
Your spells mean nothing.
You know, this actress sort of does look like Kate Winslet.
Just that gray lady look they have.
Yeah, right.
Oh, she's so amazing.
I like the effect they did with the eyes.
Yeah.
You know?
That was
like
very well done.
Or something.
I always felt like it showed some scars. I always felt like it was what she must have looked like
when she
died. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the scene drags on a little too much. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think I remember feeling that in theaters, because I just wanted to see the action.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It does slow the pace of the movie a bit, you know?
Like, it really does, you know?
Yeah. But this line is pretty awesome.
I love the recurring.
It's a little creepy.
Anyway.
I know, but I love how people keep reminding him, like, how similar they are.
I know. But they're not similar. I've never seen anything really similar about them except they both speak Parseltongue.
They both speak Parseltongue. They're both orphans.
Yeah.
They both came to the school in awe of magic. It was where they finally felt like they belonged. They're very good. They're very curious. And persuasive.
Yeah.
Slughorn loved them both.
Yeah, so in that way they are, but just personalities wise, I never thought that they, you know.
That's awesome. That's awesome looking, I swear.
It's like, why doesn't the celebration start now? Like, look at those. Beautiful. I did.
Oh. Aww.
Yeah.
That was the last time that we saw Remus and Kingsley together.
It's the last time
we
saw Fred and George together.
Yeah.
So no, that's not how you say open, Ron. It's Sias, yes.
And then Harry, or then Ron and Hermione are just like in the basement.
Look at his little mustache.
Fixing the pipes.
Yeah.
Does Hogwarts have a plumber?
Good question.
Oh no, not the Quidditch.
Down with
pitch.
The Quidditch Stadium.
Yeah, I'm so pissed about that.
There was no sense in that.
Hey, did they cast Oliver Wood in this movie?
I can't even remember, but I had such a crush on him.
I remember Emily saying, "Oh my god, I saw him there, I saw him there." But I don't think he actually was there.
They just
you could hear the growls and everything. Could you hear that? The growls and everything?
Yep.
That was cool.
Yep. He's like, bring it!
You and you know whose army.
I know, I wish they made that joke. So easy.
Really awesome. And, like, the basilisk is still lying there like it did when it died. So cool. It's just all rotted away.
Like, yeah. Thank God its teeth are still intact.
Yeah. This isn't a set. This is a green screen here, I believe. Like, it looks like a green screen, sort of.
Because the Chamber of Secrets, they turned it into the Ministry.
Yes, that's right.
Do it. Just do it.
Is this a Nike commercial?
I remember there were rumors and theories that Ron and Hermione were going to meet Lucius Malfoy in the Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah?
Really?
That would have been interesting.
There was going to be, like, a side battle there, but that never happened.
I like how, like, the Chamber of Secrets kind of reared up to defend Slytherin's heir.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. Oh, here we go. Oh my gosh, kiss me!
Yeah!
There it is!
Soaring,
insert clapping? Can I do that? No, probably not. I should insert clapping here. Some people were really upset from that. I just keep pointing out all the things
people
were upset
with. Either way, much better chemistry than Harry and Ginny.
And I like the little laugh they put at the end there.
That wasn't even intentional. They just... Emma Watson and Rupert Grint just started to laugh and they liked it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You know, feels more natural, I guess.
Yeah.
Tonks and roses.
Oh,
you can see Remus's wedding ring.
That's right. I didn't even pick up on that.
Yeah.
So this is how many times have we like zoomed up the side of this wand?
Because
like,
we're showing that it's cracking.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Breaking the wand.
It's cracking. Yeah. Cool effect though. Holy crap!
It looks like his head is cracking too.
Yeah, it sort of does.
Oh my god!
It's got a bust effect, you know.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, bits of force field are falling. Run, Neville.
Oh.
Well...
All quiet.
Oh my god, Neville. Neville!
Run, Neville, run! Oh dear god, look at all the... Dude,
I cannot run. Like, it'd be terrible to send me on that job.
Yeah, I know.
Go boom.
This is great, though. This is just, you know...
Yeah.
The whole idea of setting up these bombs on this long bridge and waiting till everybody's on it to blow it up.
Yeah. Because that's like the main way into the school, you know?
Yeah.
Help, Neville!
Look, Seamus and his people, they're all carrying bags with explosives in them.
I hate how they don't run up to Neville and help him up, you know? They just stand there like...
Well, they're probably worried about the rest of the bridge cracking if they have too many people running on it.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Alright. Things are getting attacked. This battle's in full battle mode.
It is in full
battle
mode.
For lack of a better
mode.
Way to say
that. The battle.
That is an ugly giant, I'm just saying.
Yes.
He is not jolly or green.
That is very true.
Flitwick versus the Giant.
Yeah, you know what? They really did make... Okay, looking at this movie overall, they really did make this... oh, by the way, right here, McGonagall's green screened in. She's not actually there. Just a little side note. Anyways, they really did make this this movie a lot more comedic and cheery than the book was.
Oh, yes. I agree.
Like, I mean, there are some very serious parts and stuff, but they really did make it, you know.
They have their funny moments.
Not as intense, you know. They have funny moments, you know, kind of interspersed all over the
place. Which I think is important, because they did have funny moments in the book.
Like,
one of my favorites is when the Weasleys are arguing with Ginny, trying to get her to leave, and then Remus is just, like, shoving this picture of his baby into Harry and Flora's face while they're just going, oh, yes, quite a baby.
Look at the baby.
And that was Harry and Ginny's best kiss ever, I think.
That was, I think you're right.
I think so.
There's a little bit of chemistry there.
Yeah.
So did he just apparate there inside of Hogwarts?
Yes. Wait, did he?
That's what it looked like. That's what they tried to do.
Yeah, he did, yeah. I think so. Think of the place where everything's hid. That's right.
Right in the middle of where you were looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right there in front of your face.
That was clever.
She's like
so clever.
She's so in love right now.
She's probably thinking, "Great, I kiss him once, and suddenly he's smart."
Yeah, right. It's contagious.
She should have kissed him 7 years ago. Maybe that
What if Harry had, you know, instead of asking to go to that room, he asked, you know, I want to go to a room where there's only Voldemort's Horcrux. Maybe the room would have, you know, just put that single thing there.
Here, just a sec. We'll come back to that. I just need to point out all the throwbacks here.
Yes. Okay.
There's a pixie.
No, it is a pixie. Yeah.
That statue right there is in
there in the back. There's the mirror. Mirror in the back, right behind him. We had some devil snare there. We have.
Never saw that.
This is basically all the props that they've had over the last 10 years, just shoved into one room.
That statue that it showed just a minute ago was the one when you go inside the Forbidden Journey ride. He's there. I think he's the founder of Hogwarts. He's got his arm held out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that same exact statue.
Awesome.
Oh, and that's...
So anyways, but yeah, back to your thing, Gio. Like, I wonder what... If he said, I want a room with Voldemort's Horcruxes, I don't think that he'd find it.
Yeah, because that wasn't the room that the Horcrux was in.
Was put in. Yeah, that's right.
But the room is supposed to, you know...
Give you what you want.
Give you what
you want. Yeah, but it can't give you people. And Voldemort, that's a piece of soul.
Mm. Yeah, it's hard. It's a hard question, I guess.
Oh, these losers.
Again.
There's no crab. There's no crab because he's in jail. Crab's in jail. For, what was it, substance abuse?
Yeah, I think it was growing marijuana.
Yeah, it had something to do
with
pot.
There you go.
Yeah.
So we've got this weird Blaze guy in this place. That really, really is I don't like it. I mean, Crab should be there. It should be Crab.
Yeah, but he's in jail. They can't just take him out
of jail. I know he's in
jail,
but, like, the movie, I don't know, just, it should be Crab in this movie. Oh, there goes the Horcrux.
Ron's Warcry.
His battle cry.
Hey, it's a barricade.
Look, a doxy.
Emily Miz.
Yeah.
Do you hear the people sing, singing the song of angry wizards?
Yes.
Wow.
At first I was like, is Ron being tortured or what?
I know.
Seriously, it's like this is a comedy or something.
His face was so awesome. Oh my god. Awesome.
That is a lot of fire. That is, oh my gosh.
There's just a couch sitting on a pile of books. Do you see it?
Yes.
Look at him, he doesn't even know how to control it.
It makes you think, like, who would have... Look, he just throws his wand. Like, what an idiot.
He doesn't even know how to control it.
He can't fire off of it.
Yeah.
He can't, but, like, he, like... Oh.
See, don't play with magic you don't know.
Yeah. Don't play with fire, guys. Yeah. This is what happens.
It makes you pee your pants.
Listeners, yeah, it makes you pee your pants.
Ooh.
Oh, look, brooms.
Oh, look,
how convenient.
Ron fell on them. How nice.
Imagine that. Now, I thought I saw somewhere, but I could be wrong, that this is the first time
goodbye,
that Hermione in the movies is ever actually on a broom.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's true.
Except that Order of the Phoenix poster.
Oh, yeah.
Or on the back of the Order of the Phoenix DVD where she's just on a broom and we're wondering what scene the hell that was.
Because Hermione hates flying. Especially
yeah, that's
brooms.
Right. So, this took a long time to film for Tom Felton. I watched how they filmed this, and he was scared. Like, he did his own stunts here and everything, right?
Yeah.
Where they fall down the thing, fall down the stack.
Wait, who did their own stunts?
Tom did, right? And he was all harnessed up to that thing. And
oh, cool.
Tom Felton's so cool. He plays such a loser, but he as a person is so cool.
He really is. Yeah, I think so, too.
Sorry, I need to watch this. Oh, God. Oh, God. Just kick it into the feed fire. Oh, and I love this.
It's like Fluffy, but with Voldemort.
That's pretty amazing.
God, this movie is just... This whole viewing is just a bunch of quirky realizations of this movie.
Now what, Voldy?
He felt that, didn't he?
Yep.
Yes, he did.
But in the book, he didn't, right? In the book, he still didn't know that the diadem was done because he was thinking to himself in the Shrieking Shack.
Yes, he was. I remember that.
That was a big overreaction. My lord.
So now we're going to get to... Didn't we just talk about this 2 days ago?
Yes.
Yep.
This scene coming up here. Well, better go get her.
Yep.
Hermione makes a face that, you know, she understood something.
Wait, what, say that again, Chio?
Yeah, Hermione just made a face. It's like, you know, we're gonna see up ahead that she's gonna be like, yeah, Harry, I know that you have to kill yourself or something like that.
Yeah.
Hermione just made a face in watching, you know, Harry feel the Horcrux that... Because when they killed this last Horcrux, Harry actually felt something.
Yes.
So Hermione looked at him in a weird way, and I feel like that's when she knows that, you know, Harry probably has a little bit of Voldemort.
And,
okay.
Too, and he's probably going to have to die.
Right. Smack him across the... That
yeah.
was a...
I don't know.
other.
Pardon my friend, but he just got bitch slapped.
I was just gonna say that. I was like, I don't know if I should say that. Voldemort just bitch slapped.
It's true.
Just bitch slapped Lucius, yeah. Can I just make an... We don't talk about this very often when we do these movies, but I just want to make a note about, like, the score of this film. And, like, the music of this film, I mean. Like,
yeah.
And this... I feel like this song, like, right here is, like... I don't know. I don't know. To me, like movies... Like, music makes movies,
yes.
Right? Like, it adds so much, like, emotional...
Absolutely.
You know, presence and conveys so many messages, like, about the scene and stuff. And I feel like this is... it's a great song,
I guess,
for this. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's just a very emotional, I guess.
And then that's
they're,
what you want
going
this scene
through
to
the...
be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and see Lavender? Oh. See, there's a real realization point, right? Mm-hmm. It's not comedy anymore, right? It's, I think from this point of the movie on, we don't see much comedy anymore.
No.
Yeah.
Once Snape passes, once Snape dies, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
Now, this is like the ultimate...
Patronus. Yeah. Is that from Aberforth? That's right.
From Ab?
I love how he came back to fight with everyone.
Yes. Oh, I've run down those stairs before.
Yes.
The video game really takes me to places.
It's cool how the games, though, and the stairs, even in the Lego games, the Warner Brothers games, they're all like the same set of stairs, same boathouse.
Yep, and it looks all the same. I don't think we ever saw this boathouse in the movies, though. That's the thing. Like, before this scene, I don't think we ever actually saw the boathouse. It was only in the video games.
So maybe...
Which is what makes it so cool, is that they took it from the video game and they used it in the movie, which is so freaking
cool.
That
is awesome.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when they started making the movies, they actually designed the whole school.
Okay, yeah.
You know, they changed it, but I do think that they already had, you know, all the schematics and stuff, and so when they went to make the video game, they just took that and made the video game.
That's cool. I guess to be a great wizard, you have to talk like you've been smoking a pack of cigarettes for every day for 50 years.
Where is your loyalty lie?
Oh, you poor, sad, uninformed soul.
Yep. Oh my gosh, this is a scary scene. The snake and everything? Holy crap.
Be mine.
Look at him, he's scared. God, Alan Rickman does such a good job with... Look, like... barely showing like how scared he is, but we can still tell that.
Oh, so fast.
Yeah.
Oh god. Oh, and you can see like the blood on the window.
Oh my god,
you can just see
like
shadows moving around.
Oh god, could you imagine what
Harry
must be feeling right now?
In the book, Snape is like, you know, saying, "My lord, I can go get the boy. Let me go get the boy," or something like that. Because he, not because he actually wanted to escape death, but because he felt that you know, he was gonna die, and he should tell Harry.
Dumbledore's plan.
He has to go.
Yeah.
Hey, you know.
And this is
go ahead.
The most emotional and tragic scene from Snape.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, no. The most emotional and tragic scene is him, like, with Lily that we're going to see here in Harry's
house. Yeah.
Did you know that Joe told Alan Rickman, and only Alan Rickman alone, before the seventh book was ever published, what his role was in this, and like how much this was out of love for Lily, and that's why he didn't like Harry and all that stuff. And mm-hmm. I guess even at certain points, according to Alan Rickman, there were like the directors and stuff had to like just take his acting and just whether they understood why he was acting that way or not, they had to do it.
Yeah,
that's so awesome.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Sick. I love that he cried it out and it didn't just seep from his nostrils. I'm glad he cried it out and not snotted it out.
Yeah, but it came from every part of his body in the book.
I know. I'm just exaggerating. Did he say you have your mother's eyes?
Yeah, which I don't like. I don't like that addition. It's just too much, I think.
I think for a movie it's good. It's appropriate. I don't know. They always make things a little bit more obvious in movies, you know?
Yeah, it's just cheesy. You know, the boathouse kind of looks like the hospital wing.
Yeah, it does.
It's similar windows.
Invade.
No.
I'll be the fifth overlap.
Invade.
Magical blood spilled is a
magical blood. Magical blood. Magical blood.
Sorry.
That's not cool. That's not cool.
Not cool at all.
Homie, not a good thing, bro.
No, let's not get carried away.
No, yeah, let's not get too dramatic, okay?
Magical blood.
Magical blood. It's gonna carry on. It's gonna keep overlapping till the end of the movie. So no more comedy.
Madame Pomfrey!
Yes, there she goes.
Oh, it's quiet.
Yeah, that's pretty dramatic, though.
This is!
Again, I think they do good at portraying the horror that he's seeing, you know?
Hey, there's
Trelawney. Well, without making it rated R.
Yeah, I think that's the only scene we get to see Trelawney.
Yes, and, okay, there's another one. I read that she came back. I guess one of those was her sister.
Cool.
Because she came back with her sister and, like, three of her other castmates, one of them being Maggie Smith from Nanny McPhee, to do that scene.
Okay, cool. I'm happy she was in there. Yeah. That's awesome. Oh, this is so sad.
Oh, God. I'm not good with that.
No. Oh, gosh. And look, their hands are...
And there's Tonks' wedding ring.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the last tie Harry had to his father.
That's right. Well, yeah, okay, yeah, you're right. Yep, all of Harry's father figures are now dead.
Hey, it's us, the Potter and the Pensieve.
It is.
Potter and the Pensieve.
Except instead of a stone basin, it's a disc in this movie.
That's a little interesting.
Yeah, I find that so strange. Yeah.
But the disc was inside the stone pacing, so they kind of managed to, you know, make it all make sense. Yeah. Because, you know, they put them both together. I thought that was actually really smart.
Yeah, I like this.
Looks like a Dementor.
It does, yeah. Oh, this is such a powerful... Oh, this whole scene, this whole... These next 10 minutes.
It's 10 minutes?
It's a pretty long scene. They really did this justice, you know. Except they gave Lily
brown eyes.
And not green.
I'm over it.
But that's... Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, it's not... I guess not a huge deal.
I wish they showed Petunia and Lily getting along.
Yeah.
I think that little girl has a pretty good resemblance to Petunia, the one who plays Petunia. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. They chose the boy to play Albus. Really looks like
Severus.
Severus.
Oh, sorry, Severus. Sorry.
Oh, she's so cute.
She is.
Now I find this really strange. I don't know, they like they're 11 and all of a sudden there's like this budding romance here. Like, what the heck? They haven't even hit puberty yet.
I always love that image of them dancing.
Yeah. It's from that portrait.
Yeah, that's why I really like that they had it.
Yeah. So, okay, let's talk about this. Look at the computer work they did on Alan Rickman's face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's great.
He had Botox.
Yeah, that's right. But no, like, they legitimately made him look younger, and I think they did an excellent job. Like, he doesn't have the full face and, you know, the double chin that he has now. Like, he looks younger, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember, Chio, you wanted to see this scene in the movie. I remember we talked about this, you know, way back.
Yeah, I was happy.
You were happy.
I'm really glad that we see Lily just whispering to Harry a little goodbye.
That she loves him. Yeah. See, look how young he looks! So good. What do they do there? It must be computer stuff, right?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
I think he looks kind of like Benedict Cumberbatch in this part.
He does. You're right. Yeah, yeah, he does. He does. What a tortured soul.
Hey, it's Percy.
Yeah. Oh, this is so sad. And that's the second time
the
we've
ring.
Seen Dumbledore attempt with the ring.
Ring,
yeah.
I like how Harry always insists that his father didn't strut when, like, oh, James so obviously strutted when he was, like, 14 or 15.
My father didn't strut.
Yeah, I just picture Remus, like, double over laughing at the idea of James not strutting when he was a kid.
Yeah, that's right. set. I love that they added this with Snape walking into the house and he's kind of stepping over James and
yeah.
Also, I really like how, you know, they had that footage of Lily from the first movie, right? And her kind of dying, I guess.
Yeah.
But I like how they added onto it with these scenes in this movie, right? And they made it look exactly like what they did 10 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
So. Also, I think Alan says, or I think Snape says the pig for slaughter line here, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And did anybody just notice here the introduction of that Dumbledore music? Like the...
I've never noticed Dumbledore's theme.
Well, this is like the music that happens when he dies. This is his tribute music. Yeah. Pig for slaughter. Good. So happy they added that.
Such a powerful scene.
It is. Oh, I'm getting chills again.
Yep.
How embarrassing it must be if Snape's with all his Death Eater buddies. And you know, one day they have to cast a Patronus, and they're all like, oh, it's a snake, oh, it's a wolverine, oh, it's a tiny doe.
It's a deer. a female deer?
Doe, a deer.
Yeah.
Female deer.
That would be a really crappy realization.
That would be. And now Harry is a man, fully. He's not a kid anymore.
I think that happens when you turn 13, Adam.
You become a man when you turn 13?
Yeah, you think of a bat mitzvah.
Okay.
What if?
Like how they just made this a dead silent scene as Harry realizes what he has to do.
What if instead...
Yeah, I like how we were all silent.
Yeah, I know. We're just, like, absorbing it.
What if instead of a memory, Snape tells Harry that he has to die with a singing telegram?
Oh my god.
What?
What? What do you mean?
Like, he orders a singing telegram with his last breath, and it just, like, a barbershop quartet explains it all to Harry.
Yeah.
I should write these.
That would ruin this movie. So there's one thing I don't agree with in this scene. I think that... I feel like, you know... Ron and Harry should, like, hug or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
All they do is look at each other, right? And they're, like, best friends, you know?
Yeah. But I like how it's Hermione who says that, like... She'll go with him, because she always does that. She always says that. Yeah. She always goes as far as she possibly can.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, look at her cry. She knows. She knows. And Ron doesn't know, but she knows. Right now, I think Hermione's feeling like this is the last time she'll see Harry, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
What an unsatisfying end. To... Does Ron have any idea what's going on?
Probably.
Probably, yeah.
Remember, he just got smart, so.
Well, I guess so. How's everyone's recording? Is it still going?
Going along fine.
Yep.
Okay, that's good. And then Harry goes for a walk and dies.
Yep. And voila. There's the chapter. I still feel like Dumbledore could have made that just a little less cryptic.
I know. Yeah, I feel that too. Yeah.
Like, open me when you're gonna die.
He had to protect it from the Ministry.
Wouldn't it be weird if he said, you know, I'm about to die, and it didn't open? And he's like,
and instead of it just wrote too bad on the snitch.
Yeah.
Too bad. that would suck. Magical blood.
Oh, you can see the Deathly Hallows symbol.
It's really cool. It's really cool that, like, we've seen that ring, but we didn't see that symbol in there before.
We never got a closer look.
Yeah, we didn't really have a close look.
No.
They kind of remind me of the Locket Horcrux in a way, you know?
Well, they're supposed to be like the memory, like the memory from the diary Horcrux.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, that makes sense, yeah. They're supposed to be like the Tom Riddle in book two, right?
Yep.
If you know, graphics were better back then, they allowed this.
No, is that the same actress that plays her throughout all the movies?
Yes, it is. Cool. And same with the actor, James.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And really great, we get to see Gary Oldman again.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm going to be really sad when they remake these movies.
I don't want them to.
Yeah, I hope they wait long enough, you know? But if it's anything like Spider-Man, oh my god.
Yeah, right?
And with the way, like, entertainment is these days and how it's one of the biggest money-grabbing industries in the world, I wouldn't be surprised if they started it with, like, within the next 20 years or so.
I really don't think they will.
I don't think so, too.
Well,
yeah.
Let's hope not.
Like Star Wars, right? They never made the exact same movies again. They just, you know, extended the universe.
Added onto it, yeah.
Yeah, and we're gonna get that, you know, because Joe is writing that script, right? Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yep.
Did anybody pick up on the parallel here with Lily saying always and Snape saying always?
Oh, it's true.
Ooh, he's pissed off. Mm-hmm. I wonder if this Voldemort right here remembers the Chamber of Secrets at all, or if that's an entirely different thing.
I think he does, because that was his effort to, you know, come back to life.
Yeah, connected. Okay. That makes sense. This is so intense. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. you guys remember when the trailer for these two movies first came out and they showed this scene, like, right off the bat?
Oh, yes.
Oh. Look, they have them all, like, tied up.
You know that's torture for Hagrid. I hate that part.
Yeah.
Oh, don't get too excited, Voldy.
Okay, we're just watching. We have to talk about something here.
I was gonna say, if the diary Riddle had managed to get an actual body back then, we would have two Voldemorts, right?
Yes, I think so.
That's weird.
Yeah, that is.
Well, no, because then he wouldn't have bothered to get one in the Goblet of Fire.
Oh, okay, yeah.
True, because right. He would have already had the one. Oh, he's got clothes on.
But it's the same.
He's got clothes on, first of all.
I'm just saying.
And he doesn't. This is the only time we see him without his scar, mm-hmm. which is so cool.
Sure.
He does not have it. And let's talk about this animatronic thing here.
Oh, I hate this so much.
I think it's great. I think it's like the Voldemort that was dumped into the cauldron.
It is exactly like that. Movie. But it's gross.
Yep, that's the one. Yeah, and that's the piece of soul that was latched onto Harry.
Yep.
That is so good. They did such a good job with that. Mm-hmm. Dumbledore looks a little bit godlike, almost.
He's like Gandalf the White.
No, it's Saruman.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
See? Still cryptic.
I like how in the book Harry wants to help him. He's like, can't we do anything? Can we get him some water?
Yep.
He wants to help the piece of soul that caused him so much pain over the years.
Please.
A bit whiter, too. Finally, we're getting some answers. It's great.
So, does the Avada Kedavra curse kill Horcruxes? Is that it?
Well, I think it kills them if they're in a human. Like,
because it kills the human.
Because it works on the vessel, you know.
Plus, yeah, you know, it was vessel. You know, it was Voldemort, right?
Yeah,
Voldemort.
Because the Horcrux is dependent on its vessel.
Yeah,
Hermione said in the first.
I think if Voldemort were the one to Avada Kedavra any of his Horcruxes, then they would be destroyed.
Yeah.
Because it's Voldemort in the first place, right?
But, like, sending a killing curse to a Horcrux, it wouldn't hurt it, because that wouldn't harm the physical object that it's in.
Okay, so here's something else. Sometime before the final book was published, Daniel Radcliffe asked Jo if he was going to die, and I guess she hesitated for a minute and said, "You'll have a death scene."
Ooh.
That's all she told him.
You'll have a death scene.
Yep.
Which means yes, but no.
Exactly. Take what you will from that.
Yeah.
I'd be thinking, oh, I'm coming back as a ghost or in a portrait or, you know.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. What was the original statement?
To those who need it.
Oh, ask for it. I don't know.
I think it was ask for it.
Ask, yeah.
I like the original statement so much better, you know, than to those who deserve it.
I don't know. I like the deserve it. Because it shows that Hogwarts is moral. It has, like, a moral belief. Well,
that's true. But I just feel like if by saying, you know, those who ask for it, you know, if they need help and they're asking for help, I just feel like...
But then it, like, you don't even have to ask. Like, it will be given to you if you're, like...
Oh, okay, I guess so, yeah.
No. Like, for those who won't think of asking.
Yeah. Is it just me or is Dumbledore's cloak a little gray?
So I don't know, gray. I just like how they covered, like, Daniel Radcliffe's shoes and jeans and baby powder.
Did they?
Yeah, look at him.
And we're back. Get off me, woman. Get off me, you vermin.
Yes. That's right. Get off me, you vermin.
So we're gonna find out, Bellatrix.
Right? Just
be
hold
patient.
Your horses.
Yeah, don't be hasty. Don't be hasty. Right now she's checking his pulse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She notices he's alive, and then she asks him.
I absolutely love Narcissa Malfoy. Because at this point, she just... I always figured that, like, yeah, she was kind of allied with Voldemort, but it was her husband who was really the gung-ho Death Eater, and she kind of just went along with that. But then, but at this point, she just doesn't care and just wants to see her son safe, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait a sec, Neville just picked up the sorting hat from the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
How did it get there?
It was probably blown out of Dumbledore's office.
It's magic.
Yeah.
I mean, there's rubble everywhere.
But Dumbledore's office is still intact.
Now,
right?
Are you wanting to know how it really gets there from, like, the book? In the book, Dumbledore, Voldemort.
No, Voldemort
gets it from the castle. Yeah, he.
Oh, summons it from the castle. Gotcha.
To put on Neville's head and set it on fire.
And sword everyone again, yeah.
Look at how tortured... Hagrid just looks so tortured there. Now, is it just me, or is there something really eerie about, like, this evil wizard Voldemort and his Death Eaters, like, walking to the castle in the early morning?
Yeah, I hate how
it's... When it's light out, you know?
It's Death Eaters in the day.
Yeah.
I know, it's weird.
It's not normal.
And it's creepy.
And
I don't,
Neville
I don't
goes to greet them. Oh, Neville.
Come in for some tea. Welcome. And crumpets.
Please tie a snake at the front door.
Yeah. Please tie your snake at
the snake
front door.
Check. Poor Ginny.
Ginny's reaction right now is pretty awesome.
Oh my god. It's great.
Scary, like throwing spells in the air.
Poor
like
Mr. Weasley, he just lost his son. I thought he was gonna lose Ginny.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I'm so pissed that Voldemort called Ginny a stupid girl.
Hmm.
Like, oh my god. She would punch him in the face.
Yeah.
Percy!
This is happy, giddy Voldemort, and I don't like it.
Yeah, it's weird.
He's smiling.
You know, we said there was not gonna be any more comic relief.
Yeah.
It's not intended to be comic relief, though, but Ralph Fiennes just has to do that laugh.
I don't know what about you, but I think the scenery hugs Draco is comic relief to me.
Yeah. Totally.
I'm like, that's kind of funny. In a creepy, twisted kind of way.
It's like, what? were they thinking of that thing?
Come here, so weird. My boy. Let me hug you.
I should be like the voiceover for Voldemort.
Yeah, you should.
Here, I will. I will. The scene, I will be the voiceover. Watch. I'll be Maggie's. Oh, don't go, Draco. No.
Her hair is undone.
I'm coming.
You never see your hair down.
Oh, it's give me a hug. Come here, boy. Come here. Neatly. Oh, yes. Oh, nice and squeezy. Oh, nice squeezy tight. Oh, yes. Good.
So weird.
Good boy.
Awkward.
You just made the scene a little bit better.
Should have done that with the whole movie.
Yeah.
No, the movie's already fantastic. I can't make it any better than it is.
Oh, Bellatrix.
She knows. She remembers.
I mean, it is a funny last name.
Longbottom.
He's like...
Oh, I know. Look at that. Was that a little sarcasm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Evil.
Yeah. Evil.
This is Neville's scene. This is Neville's scene, you know?
Yeah.
Ron is looking possessed over there and on that left-hand side.
He looks a little freaky over there.
I'm, like, looking at the crowds of Hogwarts students and trying to see if I recognize any of them from early movies.
Oh, he's gonna stop smiling.
Yeah, really quick. Oh, and he's alive! What?
Oh, awesome. And now it's all the more awesome that, you know, people start to flee this thing because they completely lost their faith.
They did. They left. They completely lost faith.
And so Harry sacrificed himself for all of his friends, so now they have the same protection on them that Lily had on Harry.
Yes. But you can't really tell that from the movies, right?
Yep.
But, it's awesome. Whoa.
He means business. Okay, so I love that Neville, the boy that was bullied his whole life, just stood up to freaking Voldemort in front of his pile of Death Eaters.
Yeah, ultimate
Harry
bully.
Came back, the ultimate bully, and then Harry came back to life, and then everybody is, like, in chaos, and all the Death Eaters are... Oh, it's so good. And I don't know about you, but I find this scene creepy where it's just, like, Voldemort walk. It's so weird how they filmed this. Like, Harry is leaning up against the building, right? It's coming up here. And, like, you just see Voldemort off to the side, like, almost blurred, just walking up the stairs, you know? Like, here.
Yeah.
It's just, it's creepy because it's, like, that's the most evil wizard of all time and he's coming up the stairs. Right here.
The fact that Harry can even duel with him is amazing.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
He's come a long way from the year two dueling club.
Yeah.
And now he's doing that with Draco's wand. It's not even...
Not even his Phoenix
special
feather.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Kill the snake. Kill it. Just kill it. Nope, too late. I love this. B.A. Hermione.
Yeah.
She's like, get over here. We've got some business to do.
It reminds me of Ron and Harry throwing the rocks at the troll in the first book in the bathroom.
testimony in flames.
Oh, God. Okay, that's kind of funny.
That was weird.
God, it just looks so stupid. So they took out a scene here. They took out the scene where Voldemort is clutching Harry's face and he says, "Why do you live?" And then Harry says, "Because I have something worth living for." Yeah. Oh, and yeah. They took it out. They took it out because they would have said that Voldemort would have just killed him right then and there. Mm-hmm. So it would have been too drawn out and unrealistic.
But we don't get to see how Harry escapes, you know, that we just saw with all the, you know,
all of the being choked. Oh, I love this.
Yes.
Oh, I get to take this chapter. Oh, I get to do the. There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you bitch.
Hooray! Her favorite line of her entire career, she said.
Yeah.
Yep.
J.K. Rowling has said that, like the cooking spells. And all of those ones that Mrs. Weasley does, it's, like, some of the most complicated forms of magic, to be able to cook well with magic.
Wow, that's cool. That's great.
Yeah, so anybody who thinks, like, oh, that's so unrealistic that Molly Weasley would be able to defeat Bellatrix, like, no, she is, like, a top-notch witch.
You know what I just realized? I get to do the Stephen Fry, Jim Dale, Not My Daughter, You Bitch comparison next week.
Yes, you do.
For the final time. I might even play it.
That'd be cool.
So what did you guys think of this? Too Hollywoodish?
I thought it was pretty weird, but I just don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. It's cool, though. I think it's cool.
Like, yeah, it needed to have, you know, a scene like this. Yeah. So.
Stretching, you know, his face like that. Like they're, like, got their hands on each other now. Like, this is all, like... They mean business, you know?
Yeah.
This is the raw, you know... finale, I guess, to their fight. There's a lot of parts to this final battle between Harry and Voldemort. They travel to many different places and do many different things. And we have our final Priory Incantatum.
And that's look at that scene. It's awesome.
The ultimate one. I like how, like, the wind is blowing on them and it's just so intense.
Yeah.
Look, Voldemort's, like, tearing up.
Yeah!
Hooray!
Excellent. Everybody erupted in the theater for that part. Everybody.
Yeah.
Loved it. Loved it.
So BA.
Final Horcrux.
So BA, I'm telling you.
And now they both know it, and Voldemort's like...
And Harry doesn't feel it anymore, because he doesn't have that part of soul in him.
Yeah, but, yeah, he noticed something, though.
He did, yeah. Mm-hmm. He knew it. He's like, this is the end. I can do it now. Okay, guys.
Killed the snake just in time.
I understand that in the book, Voldemort becomes a lifeless body, but I enjoyed the confetti.
I don't.
No.
I think it takes away the point that Voldemort in the end was just a person.
I think
yes,
so,
but
too.
This is a movie, right? This is a movie.
I know, it's but I think adaptation. That it needs to be more final.
Confetti is final.
You don't know. You don't get, like, that closure. I don't get that feeling of a closure.
Exactly.
I feel like in the movie...
Because it's just like any other, like, magical disappearing.
No, it's not. Look, it's all in slow-mo, and he's shriveling up.
Just because something's in slow motion doesn't mean that it makes a difference.
But no, like, oh, whatever.
I don't mind it now. I think I'm okay with it. But I did feel like the girls are saying, you know, when I first saw it, it's like, well, I kind of wish they just left the body there.
Yeah, you know, they did film that scene for the movie, you know. I remember seeing images of Voldemort just lying there lifeless and Harry walking away from the body. So they filmed it, but they decided not to use it.
Well, yeah, I get that.
I just think it's one of the most important points at the end to make, that Voldemort was just a man like any other.
Yeah.
Did you realize that Harry's daughter, Lily, her middle name is Luna?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. I don't know why.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Harry's going around. Yeah, good job, guys.
Good job.
Way to go, way to go.
Oh, and I just love, like, everything's kind of going back to
guys,
normal.
I still have Slughorn. The subtitles on, and Slughorn in the scene is saying, I lost my wand. I never lost my wand in my whole life. It was in the folds of my robes.
That's awesome. I'm going to have to watch these with
happy
the subtitles on at one point.
Yeah, I like that Harry had a final...
Yeah, I'm watching it with subtitles. Portuguese, though.
I like that Harry had a final hug with Hagrid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and they're...
Filch cleaning up.
Together.
Yep.
Look, our hands are touching. That means something.
Shit's getting... stuff's getting serious. Sorry.
Dirty mouth.
Sorry. Potty mouth. Potty mouth. No.
Oh my god,
this podcast is over. We're all human. I don't even care.
I'm so concerned that Harry is just standing on the very edge of this bridge.
I know.
What if he trips?
Yeah.
I was very sad he didn't mend his own wand.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
But I do like how he just destroyed it and was like, that's enough of this nonsense.
Yeah, it's like, this is a stick of wood. I'm gonna throw it away now.
It's like at the end of Mean Girls when Lindsay Lohan is just like, this is just a piece of plastic, and breaks it in half and throws it to everyone.
You know, I feel like Harry should, he should, like, roast some marshmallows on that thing or something just to show how insignificant it is.
It's mine.
Excellent.
And now I'm going to throw it away. Because it's all cracked anyways. It's not going to... Well, too bad.
Yeah.
Snap.
Bye-bye, wand.
Goodbye, wand. Oh.
Smoked.
And now someone says, Harry, you should have tried fixing your wand first. It's like,
dingy.
Oh, crap.
Get away from the edge. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Stand away.
And they're like, oh, he did not just do that. Okay.
Oh, they're just so happy now.
I know.
Breaking that wand was like the final...
It's the end.
Oh, I love this. I love this. And I love that...
They're all holding hands.
Join hands and...
Just
all
look around.
Standing there. Just, this is there, we've been through a lot.
Because they tend to end the movies with just an image of Harry, Ron, and Hermione staring at the landscape.
But this is different to me. Like,
yeah, but I like that they have it still.
Yeah. All the rubble, and they're just...
Like, that's definitely a pair of legs next to Ron.
Oh, I remember thinking, is it over? No! But then I saw the 19 years later, I'm like, yay!
Does it ever say who's the headmaster now? It never says.
It's Professor McGonagall still.
Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, okay. She lived a long time.
Oh, I like how Lily is wearing like the beret in her hair.
Yeah.
The same as Ginny wore
the first time.
Cross.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, she looks exactly like Ginny.
I know.
Like in what she's wearing
and
everything. And you know what? I think Sarah may have brought this up, or one of you guys, but this little boy here is the baby from the first movie. Who played Baby Harry.
Really?
Yeah, that wasn't me. It must have been maybe Emily.
Oh my god, I love that.
Yep.
I love that so much.
Yeah, it's great. And also, they filmed the scene twice. The first time they filmed this, the filmmakers felt that they made Harry and Ron and Hermione look way too old. And so this is the second filming of the scene where they look, you know, a little bit young. Harry was balder, and they had more of a pot gut, I guess.
And do you know that that is actually Tom Felton's girlfriend in real life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Or it was, but, you know, I'm assuming they're still
there. Yeah, I think they broke up.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Cool.
I don't know. I think
they broke up.
Hermione's being such a Hermione.
Yep.
I know.
Beaded bag.
Ron's got a little pot belly.
That's right.
And Ginny's so stylish.
Yeah.
Yeah. She looks like a
She's like a sports writer now, and she played Quidditch professionally.
Look, okay, they just did such a good job of making him look old, you know? Like, like, there are people who are like, this is weird, it doesn't look right, but I think it looks perfect.
He's such a dad, he's tying his kid's shoe.
I think it just looks weird because, you know, we know it's not real and we got used to them looking young, but it's really well
done. No, I think it looks like it's real to me.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the voice is a little off, maybe, but...
Harry's so mature.
He is.
No more of that silly rivalry.
Yeah. Looks like they gave him a little bit of jowls and everything. Oh, this is great. He's hugging his son. Oh.
Such a dad.
Is that really the same baby?
Yes, it is.
That'd be so awesome.
It is. I'm telling the truth.
Like, I played Harry and his son.
Having problems believing it.
No, it's the same.
Aww.
And I like the throwback with the chocolate frogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the music. This is what I wanted. I said to myself, if they're gonna end this movie, they better end it on the freaking, you know, the theme song, and not some messed up version. This is the original theme song. And I'm so happy that they ended it with this. And, like, with the three of them just, like, looking out, you know? That's great.
Yeah.
And they lived happily ever after.
They did. All was well.
All was well. Oh,
Scar.
Oh, gosh. Chills. Chills all over the place.
Scar.
Scar, yeah.
All was well. Scar.
Chills all over. Oh, wait, you guys, we're not done the movie yet. Magical blood.
Hey, guess who's not crying?
You didn't cry.
Me.
I did not cry either.
Yeah, but no, that was great. I love that movie. Absolutely love it.
So, yep.
Yeah, it's just fantastic. And they I feel like with the train wreck that movie 6 was, okay, that's maybe going a little too far.
Just,
you know,
it was a train wreck in movie 6.
It was.
I didn't know that. Right. I thought the bridge just collapsed. I thought it was a bridge.
There was a bridge wreck. No, I just feel like the last two, in my eyes, really redeemed themselves with, you know, they really did this movie justice.
I know I say this as soon as I see any movie, and, like, automatically when a new one comes out, that becomes my favorite movie until the next one comes out, but I think this is my favorite of them.
Really? What, really? Like, I think so. And, like, when I see this movie, I see it as, like, well, okay, it is the second half of the first movie, but I see both of those movies as, like, one movie together, so... Whenever I watch this movie, I'm thinking of the first part as, like, a whole. Yeah. So I feel like this final movie is incredible.
It's right? just, it's and final it's, and good, you know?
Yes, it is. It is. And it's happy, and it's, so good. One of the best. I think we had a listener that just emailed us and said it was one of the best finales he's ever read in a series. So.
Yeah.
And now we're done, you guys.
No.
Now we're done.
Crazy.
Now we have watched all 8 films and commentated on them.
It's been pretty awesome doing it.
It has. It's been a really good time. I've really enjoyed it. And it's been fun to just
one
nerd.
More to go, though.
Yes, it's been fun to nerd out with you guys on these podcasts. So, but yeah, we got one more to go. We're now on our final one. All right.
Goodness.
So, is anybody feeling like a little bit like, I don't know, kind of, it's kind of surreal that we've got one left?
Yeah,
it's a little sad.
Is that just me? It's sad.
I thought I would feel sad, but I more just feel full, like, emotionally fulfilled.
Yeah, I feel very, like, satisfied. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's a good way of putting it.
I feel like I've accomplished something. I remember starting this and thinking it's not going to last for long, but I feel like we've accomplished something. Like, I've accomplished a thing, a project, you know, in my life, like a big thing in my life.
Yeah, so I'm definitely proud of this.
Very proud. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and thanks for doing these film commentaries. It's been really good. So, but anyways, yeah. we'll save all the soppy stuff for next Wednesday.
Aww. Go to work on Thursday with puffy eyes.
Yeah. I'm going to go over some contact information then really quick before we go. You can visit our website at potterpensive.com for all of your questions, comments. Oh, no, sorry. For all of our previous episodes and show notes. I should get this right. I mean, I've only got one more to do. So you can go to our website for all of our previous episodes and show notes and download them all there, or you can go onto iTunes. Also, if you'd like to give us any questions, comments, suggestions, queries, or theories for our final episode. Actually, you know what? This is our penultimate episode, so I'm just going to say we are looking forward. Don't give us any more questions or comments, suggestions, queries, or theories.
Yeah, we don't want to hear them anymore. We're done.
Yeah, we're done. Give us your chicken soups, okay? Because we got a few days left. We'd really like some nice send-off messages. Also, if you want to, you know, give us a story about how we, influenced you somehow, maybe, when you listen to us, or if you just have, you know, a little funny story to tell, or if you just enjoyed listening to us, or if you want to make fun of us somehow, you know, I would actually find that kind of funny. So, you know, write us a chicken soup and send it in, and we're going to read it on our last episode. And also, give us a list of your favorite moments with the timestamps and the episode numbers, and we're going to play them as well on the last episode.
And still all the questions and, you know, theories and stuff, you know, there's room for that in the Facebook group.
There is, yeah. So if you want to post some stuff on there, that would be great. And speaking of the Facebook group, please join it. It's a little late, but only, you know what, it's not too late. Everybody's going to be on there. We're still going to be talking on there.
Hey, Adam, guess who's still not an administrator on that group?
Oh, sorry, Heather. I will do that. I will do that right after this. Yeah, join our Facebook group. There's a link on the website. And also follow us on Twitter. Finally, leave us a rating on iTunes. And yeah, that's really it. I'm not going to go over any more donate to us or anything like that.
Please donate directly to our individual bank accounts.
That would be much appreciated.
If you want to donate me some money, that would be nice. Help me pay for my tuition, that would be great. Alright, so let's do our outro then. I guess.
You know what, Adam? The music that's playing right now in the movie, that'd be a great closing music for the last episode. Just saying.
You know what? I was actually going to use the Farewell Dobby theme song.
That's good too.
We are all Dobby.
Yeah. It's not like we're dying or anything, but like I just feel it's a really like nice, you know, heartfelt song, and we should go out on that on Wednesday.
Okay.
Plus, I've had that in my head for like the last year and a half. I want to use this theme song for when we go out. So.
Okay, seems awesome.
Then shall we?
That hopefully will be it. Okay, so let's do our outro. So until our very final episode, without further ado, Nitwit,
Blubber,
Oddman,
Tweak.
See you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Enjoy the credits.
See you later, alligators.